Today I'm going to teach you how to interpret scan results in the game Periphery Synthetic EP. You can buy this game on Steam or Itch, but if you can't afford it, you can go to Itch and get a community copy. Now, if you do that, you will get the entire contents of the game, but you will not get a Steam key. If that matters to you, the cost is very low, and I highly support it, and I think you should too. Let's go ahead and break down what you just heard. You heard the reference pitch, then you heard the scan, and then you heard the game fade back in. You also heard this sound, which indicates the point at which your view bounces back. Because you can turn 360 compass degrees, you can also look up, down, forward, or anywhere in between. So that sound is the position at which your eye level is looking at. And the longer it takes for you to hear that sound, the more distance it takes for your... If you imagine a laser beam shooting out of your character's eye, that would be the point where it would intersect the ground. So let's listen to the initial part of the scan again. We'll hear the reference pitch, and we'll stop right after the viewpoint bounce. Now I'm going to play you the scan after the viewpoint bounce, up until just before the game fades back in. The woo that you hear is actually the ground, and I'll get back to how to interpret that, but first I want to cover the three beeps you heard. Those are collectible materials, and they represent elements that you can get in the game. Now you see that one is off to the left, and then there's two that are a little farther off to the right. So that gives you a bearing that you can turn to. But you also have to take into account the time it takes for you to hear those sounds. The longer it takes, the farther away from you the element is. The shorter it takes, the closer the element is. The pitch of the element, when compared to the reference pitch at the start of the scan, tells you roughly how high or low the element is from you. There are times when you need to climb or descend or do other things to reach elements, and I will give you a brief comparison of the reference pitch to the first element. Looking at that, we can tell that the scan's not far off from our current level. We can go much higher, we can go much lower. Now I want to show you what happens when the game fades back in. What you're hearing is a sound that is coming from the left, and it indicates that is your guide buoy, or marker, to the element. It's indicating where it is, and when it is out of focus, that is telling you that you either need to turn closer, or you need to look in the vertical direction to line up with it. And I'll show you a little bit more as I come closer to the element. What you heard now was me turning towards the element, overshooting it a bit, correcting. Then the sound of the marker comes into focus. I then look vertically up and down to show you how it goes out of focus. Then I do a full circle and overshoot it a little bit again, correct, and then I walk and I get it. After I get it, you then hear the game switch the targeting beacon, or buoy, or whatever you want to call it, to the next element. It will do that as long as there are elements that it knows about. and it knows about elements as you continue to scan. You also heard a sound disappear when I collected the element, and that is just the element's signature sound. You can run around and collect elements without scanning, but it is good to scan because you will get perceptions and other things, and you'll get an idea of the terrain. Now this scan is quite different from the last. The last one was a lot more tame. This one's not. What can you glean from this? Well, to start with, the bounce back of your eye level bounce back is a lot closer to the shore of the scan. So I must be looking at the base of something, right? Or I must be looking at something that is very close to me. You also hear the ground, it undulates, but it's going generally upward. And then you hear an element towards the end that's quite a lot higher than the reference pitch. And I'll do a comparison for you. I'll also replay the comparison from earlier. So as you can tell, the new element that we're looking at is a lot higher, is a lot farther above the ground than the old one. Now I'm going to slow the entire scan down so that you can listen to it in a digitally slowed down way to help you get a better grip of it. As you can tell, that basically gives you an overview of the terrain around you, and you will learn to interpret this better as you play. This has been the basics. And if you want more of this, let me know in the comments.